All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here. How are you doing? Hope you are doing lovely. Today I am not going to podcast about first day of issue STEM. So this way you don't get bored of listening to me if you've been following me for quite a while. My topic for today is about what kind of energy you carry every day. What I mean by that, well, you know, everybody, even plants, they have their own energy. And some people, they are able to recognize or feel or share living things' energy. And I happen to be one of those that's empathic. And I can sense energy in people without even saying anything. Is that a curse or is that a gift for me? I will say it is a gift. And why is that? Because I love it. And here's yesterday's experience with the energy. So I went out yesterday and I wore this vintage Star Wars pants, and there was Princess Leia, there's, I don't know who's the characters, Harrison Ford, and all those characters, and I went to mail a package. On my way to the post office, there's this guy who were looking at me, and I was approaching. He starts saying something, but because I had my headphones, so I was not able to hear him, but I took it off, and I started to have a conversation, and the first thing that he said to me was, when I walk, I carry a confidence that, like, I am going to rumble whatever is going to mess with me. And he's not the only one who had said this to me in the past. Some people really think, like, when I walk, it's like I have the tough-looking one. And I said to him, thank you. And why did I say thank you? Because I also recognize that. But it doesn't mean that I am going to beat up anybody. It's just the way I walk. And I had told him the reason why I walk the way I walk or the way I move is because I build up a self-confidence, a confidence that I am not the most beautiful woman in the world. I am not the sexiest. I am short. But my energy that I project and I feel inside is a confidence that a woman can be as sexy as a small person, a big person, if they truly have that really self-confidence in them. And self-confidence, it's not like just one thing that, like, you know, people are looking at you and you're trying to be someone you're not. Then when no one is looking at you, you become those, like, you know, sluggish type, dragging type of a person. That's not what you call a self-confidence. Self-confidence is ongoing. It's an ongoing process. It's a ongoing practice to beautify yourself from the inside so you can project that outside. And of course, I had my moments of, you know, when I was younger that I don't have it, but realizing and feeling which one it feels better for me is that what I decided to build in. And this is what it is. And it's like I said, you don't have to be the most beautiful, the most good-looking person, but if you carry a very sexy, very good energy, smiling energy, people will notice that. And this has always been my thing. And I knew in the past also that people will approach me, but usually I just put my headphone because a lot of people, most people are prumpy. They don't carry much of upbeat energy. And I try not to suck into their energy because, like I said, I am empathic and I can sense them. And then I don't want to take those kind of energy for me. So this is my podcast for today. And I do hope that if you are attempting to build your own self-confidence, make it a positive one. But always remember, you're going to have to and you must love yourself positively in order to gain momentum on what you are attempting to build, I should say. Anywho, before I start talking more, this is my podcast for today. And as usual, thank you for listening and come back again. Bye.